The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have this fabulous prize, and I don't think we've talked about it enough because we were Live at Five mode.
This is the first of its kind, from what I'm aware of.
Yeah. So we're doing, we're not doing. Tiak and I are uninvited.
Right.
Yeah. What are you calling it?
Girls Night Out.
Yeah. I was like, does it have another name? It's Girls Night Out.
Okay.
And it's with Aaron and I.
And you're going where?
To Moulin Rouge. At which theater?
The Buell Theater.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to the Denver Center for Performing Arts.
The best part is you get to bring a plus one. So you're not just like coming to this girls' night out alone. You get to come with your bestie.
Bring your bestie. And then...
I am recruiting besties.
Because
I asked T-Hack's wife. Don't worry.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because like you are best friends with your fiance.
Totally.
And he's not invited.
Absolutely not. This is girls' night out.
I thought you would ask me.
Girls' night out.
Sorry, man.
Okay. So we want to give that away right now.
Yes.
But we want... deserving women to win it. It's got to be somebody who
might be like my sister, who I texted this morning and said, what's a reason you would need a night out? And she said, well, remember that Camden got a staple in his head 2 weeks ago. As in medically needed, because a kid at school just bopped him with a block and it split his head so bad he needed a staple.
What? Okay.
Poor thing.
At least the staple was like a medically.
Yeah.
Like here, I'm thinking at school, some kid bopped him with the
swing
line and like. Poof.
No, but it was in his head. So that's not ideal. He's fine, but he's given her a lot of grief lately. They're trying to potty train. He's very similar age to your daughter, T-Hack. So,
okay.
But much rowdier, from my understanding.
Yeah, I think we need that. We need people to call with why you need a break. Like, what's your, I remember moments, we all know I went through a not so great divorce, but like, I still picture days walking in. It's so sad because you're the breadwinner in the house and you're like, I worked all day. And you come home and you look at her and you're like, I didn't do anything today.
She just looks like
a train hitter. Like, she's sitting there with a box of Franzia like hanging over like her head and she can just pull a string and it just flows into her mouth.
She's essentially an IV.
Yes.
She could have used one.
And then you like if you walk into the nursery, there's the smell of she tried to clean all the poop and puke, but it's just because when babies hack, you know this.
Yes.
Once you've taught them to finger paint.
They finger paint with poop.
They do.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not going to teach my kids to finger paint.
I think they even still just do it. They're like, look, I'm making art.
Yeah. It's their preferred medium.
Yeah.
Like you walk in, there's something about, you open that nursery door and as the door creaks open, you're just checking to see if they're awake yet. And then it just the waft hits and you're like, and then you see.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. That's when the smell, when you open the door, you're just like, okay.
How bad is this?
I'm going to be cleaning.
Before
I even see it.
And you're like, in your head, you're like, I need a break already. Like, I need.
Yeah.
I think about the moms, particularly, who they walk home into that when they're coming home from work. Uh-huh. So they've worked all day and then they have to clean up poop.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want all the calls to just be poop related necessarily.
No, not ideally.
Well, that's a good point. So, like, my wife works from home and has the two kids at home too. So she has an office at home, which is great. And we put in a door that has a glass panel so she can still see the kids if she has to take a call or something, which is great. Or it's terrible because sometimes my daughter gets a little clingy and she has to shut that door and lock it. And while she's on the call, like this very professional Zoom call.
Yeah, she's like a working woman.
She just sees my daughter at the face pressed against the glass, screaming, crying, and she's just out of the corner of her eye. I can see her the whole time. While still handling her business, and it's like I don't understand.
The work from home plus the full time mom
is
it's a whole nother level.
She does need a break.
Okay,
she needs some help. Someone should help her.
Yeah, what do you? You only work 4 hours a day, bro. How long does she think you work?
I do a lot of laps around the neighborhood.
All right, so if you're a person who's just burnt out and you need a break. We want to hear what is motivating you to need that.
Or if you want to tell us why your wife or your girlfriend or someone needs a
break. Yeah, nominate 100%. Her.
You can nominate somebody else for...
a pair of tickets to join Erica and I at the Moulin Rouge at the Buell Theater coming up in August.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. Why do you need a break?
Or nominate your wife, girlfriend.
Yep.
I mean, I know that you said... we only work 4 hours a day, so I feel terrible complaining. But like, I don't know the last time I set my alarm and actually stuck to it. I have snoozed it for like the past 8 months in a row.
What?
Hold on. Are you complaining?
I think so.
Like, you're saying you're so tired.
I'm getting so much extra sleep 9 minutes at a time.
No.
Aaron is also a caretaker.
And, I know.
Yeah.
You are a part-time kind of mom.
But you understand, from here, it sounds like I get to stay in bed so much. There are moms who want to stab you in the throat.
No, I'm not thinking it in that way, because I do want to get up at the time I said.
Got it.
But she can't possibly. Because you're just burnt
out. Because I'm just so burnt out. Yeah. My sleep quality is not great.
I'm really curious. Will the calls we're about to get, because we've never tackled this subject before, just the blanket statement of I need a break.
Yeah. Mm.
Is it all going to be parents? Like, what other, because to me, in my head, the ultimate source of full-fledged burnout are taught, like infant to taught, like, because there's just.
There's women who are like, I lost my job, or I just got cheated on, or I just worked a whole week of 17-hour days.
Now, those, we don't want to get super sobby story, but we like,
no.
If you have a sort of, oh God, there's going to be.
You need a girl's night out because your man is a D-bag.
Yeah.
You need a break.
And frankly, at that girl's night out, we'll tell you that we are to leave him. I didn't speak English there.
We'll do better next time.
I got worked up.
I'm just trying to, and I don't think we're going to get a single male caller.
No, I don't think.
You say your wife deserves a break?
Absolutely. Because she'll talk to me like a month in advance. She'll be like, I'm looking at this Sunday next month. I could maybe squeeze a nap in. What do you think?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Ahab.
And I'm like,
no.
I'll try my best.
Well, I'll see if I can stop taking laps around the neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy. Let's get her a break. If you or someone you love is in need of a break, we want to hear your story. Best call going to Girls Night Out, the inaugural, probably first of many, Erica and Erica.
What?
Erica and Erica. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
You know what I need?
You need a Girls Night Out.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. So we're looking for people who need a break.
Yeah.
TAC has been running back and forth, getting these calls.
Yeah.
How tired are these people?
What about me?
I literally thought you were going to ask him.
Yeah, no, it's not about him. Tracy?
Yay.
I need a break. Why do you need a break?
I need a break. I need a girls' night out. I've been in a long relationship that ended horribly.
Oh.
I don't even remember the last time I had a girls' night out. Probably before 2020.
Oh my gosh.
It's horrible. Yeah.
All right.
I just work, go home, long drive home.
But the long drive home's good, right? Because you can hang out with us.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Right, that part. I made a face like, but traffic.
We are the antidote to traffic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. Hang on right there. I'm just going to put people on hold.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Amber?
Yes.
Why do you need a break?
I want to nominate my friend, actually. And don't get me wrong, I'm in it too, but not near as much as the throes as she is. She just bought her a business that she had worked at as like the CEO for a long time. So she's a lot of in debt. She's raising two small kids.
Oh.
She travels every week for work, trying to get this business to grow, to get it like in the green.
Oh.
And it's almost hunting season, which means her husband's going to disappear and she's going to be a single parent trying to juggle it. And with
I forget that that still happens. The men just bye, I'm going for antelope.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I'm done driving around the neighborhood.
Oh,
we're busy.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty bad. So you're not even, but are you hoping to like get a break with her? Like, are you, or?
I would love for her to pick me as the friend to go.
Yeah.
But it's about her friend.
That's cute.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's like, she's got it worse than me. If you were to compare who needs the break more, it's her.
Wow.
So,
I love that. Hang on right there. Amy?
Yay.
Yay. I need a break. Why do you need a break?
It's actually not myself. It would be my mom, who is grandma to four beautiful, beautiful granddaughters. She's in the ages of 1 and 4. And over the last month, she has helped watch them for both my sister and myself so that we can go both to work. And it was just recently her birthday, and we were over there all day. And I know she loved it, but she's been doing that every weekend for the last, since they've been born. So it's not me, it's my mom. That needs
That's sweet.
It.
That's so cute.
I bet your mom's an angel.
She is. I can't thank her enough.
All right, don't move. Derek.
Yay.
Yay.
Why do you need a break?
So I know we're not girls, but we are girlfriends. but me and my husband, we're both educators. I am an elementary school nurse, and he is a preschool teacher for 2 and 3 year olds.
Oh, my goodness.
And we obviously, you know, with the day, with the world as it is, we've been struggling for a very long time. And his favorite movie is Moulin Rouge, and he can't afford to go.
Oh.
And I just, you know, that, so it's just been, it's something in our hearts that I just would be remiss if I didn't call and try.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I love
Eric,
it. Hang
I
on.
Love you.
Don't move.
This is going to be real hard to choose.
I don't think I'm as tired as I thought I was.
Yeah. Neither. I can get up in my alarm.
I am seriously, I'm going to have an attitude of gratitude from this moment forward. Amanda?
Yay.
Yay. Why do you need a break?
I tell you what, anyone who is a mom during the summer with kids at home needs a break. But I'm right there. I spend my days taking out my kids on adventures plus other people's kids, and it's fun and I love it, but it is exhausting. And when I get a break, it's because I'm volunteering at night or playing pickleball sometimes. But then when I get home, the house is a mess. Everything is sticky. There's cracker crumbs, dishes in the sink. I would love to be out so that I don't have to come home and clean up the mess. Just have a great time and fall asleep.
Sounds like Amanda needs a girls' night out. And a house cleaner. But I can't.
Yeah. Well, lucky for you, Aaron is now cleaning houses with all of our extra time. Because she's no longer going to hit snooze.
Oh, Aaron. Yeah,
Aaron's
I can
doing
offer
it.
Her up for sure.
You a-hole.
I've got a dog.
I nominate Aaron to clean your house.
All right, let's do one more here. Ruth.
Yay.
Yay.
Why do you need a break?
Oh my gosh, she hung up.
Oh, we lost her.
Oh, no.
I'm sure she didn't hang up. I'm sure we just lost her.
Let's go talk to Sydney.
Yay.
Why do you need a break?
It's actually for my mother. My grandfather had a stroke 2 months ago, and she pretty much had to deal with getting him hospitalized, but then the rehab portion of finding a rehab. And then moving both him and my grandmother into an assisted living facility now that he's out, pretty much all by herself. And so that's been her last 2 months.
Oh, my gosh. That's so hard. I remember when my parents were going through similar stuff.
Okay. Hang on right there. Here's the deal.
We can't choose.
We have texts. We have these calls. Mm-hmm. We have more. This is a lot like when we do the Girl Scout thing. Now... Oh, Aaron and Erica.
No. Don't put this on us.
To start to choose people.
And Slider and I aren't involved.
Yeah. It's a girls' night out.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.